am I asking all these questions for nothing? I'm wondering if anyone's there.
欢迎大家又来收听谈及 Jenny 告诉你 It's me Spencer guys
Hi lovely listeners 我是 Jenny 哎呦好久没这么跟大家打招呼了我们可爱的听众们
可爱的听众们
那今天呢我们要跟大家说一个非常常见的问题就是在学习英语的过程当中可能我们表达自己的方式方法不是特别清晰所以呢经常会跟外国的朋友要 double check 对不对你要一直
double check
一直确认 confirm 说你明白我的意思吗
Do you understand?
Do you understand me?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
这是电影里的一个台词
是吗
对但其实呢这句话它太直接了然后呢听起来有点 harsh 对吧就是有点太激烈了可能会有点没礼貌所以我们今天就要教大家更加恰当然后也更加有礼貌的一些表达
OK More appropriate ways of asking Do you get what I'm talking about?
对 Do you get the words that are coming out of my mouth?
OK, cool
好那如果你想了解这些英语说话的艺术呢大家可以关注我们的微信公众号开言英语啊来看我们今天详细的这个文字推送和解读 OK, 那Spencer 我觉得还是值得说一下就是 Do you understand? 或者 Do you understand me?It's not like you can't use it at all, right?
Mm-hmm. 你要看你是怎么说的。Like, I don't know, sometimes like if you say it, it's just like, do you understand? And it makes the other person seem like they're dumb.
Oh, 对，因为 do you understand? 好像就是说这个责任不懂的话责任是在你。然后可能对方会觉得啊，你是说我理解有问题我很笨我很 dumb, 对吧
So if you say like,Do you understand? That doesn't sound as bad as, do you understand?
对那刚刚说的 tone, watch your tone, 就是要注意自己的语气。
Yeah, and then context is also 十分重要。
对就是这个场景啊、要这个上下文有语境嘛很重要。好那我们先来看一些就是从最婉转最最最 polite, 最最最礼貌的表达你懂不懂我的意思啊你有没有明白我说的啊、
好、so how about, am I making sense?
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
然后另外还有一个是
Am I explaining this clearly?
你刚刚不仅 tone of voice,语气很 polite,而且有这两句话我觉得最主要 the way they're structured, they're phrased,这两句话的这个结构就是、instead of asking you,你懂不懂我啊、这两句话都是说 am I making sense?、am I explaining this or am I saying this clearly?、就是说这个责任是我、
exactly. Yeah, so it's your responsibility to explain it, you know,in a clear enough fashion to the other person.
对对对所以呢你就把这句话里面的 subject,对吧主语换掉了、instead of you, 现在变成 I,、
exactly.
这样来组织语言会更加的好一点啊、更加的 polite.、那接下来 let's look at some more alternatives, 就是也是很 polite, non-confrontational.、这个词很好 non-confrontational.
So you're not going to war.
对因为 confrontation 就是争执对吧、然后 non-confrontational 就是这个不会引起歧义。不会引起争执的啊。
That's right.
接下来我们要教大家的这个说法是
Does that make sense?
Or
Does that make sense to you?
对对、所以这里就没有出现 I, 没有出现那个 pronoun, 对吧、就跟前面的 Am I making sense? 差不多。The difference between this one and the last one is this is more about the issue,、not maybe your language ability.、
Yeah, basically it has more to do with like,ideas
对对就是你们讨论的那个事
yeah,
是更加重点
exactly、so do you grasp it or not、
this、grasp
is, yeah
掌握是吧
对掌握
对我感觉其实在工作中我们也很常用嘛比如说、Spencer 我们要写一个这样的课什么、可能我最后跟你 double check 确认一下、Does that make sense to you? 你觉得这样写可以吗你觉得这样可以吗
And then I could say yeah you know that makes sense
Or you can say, that makes perfect sense
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, I got it.
对，好 if something makes perfect sense to you, it means you're in total agreement.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're on the same page.
You agree 100%. 刚刚其实你说的 you're on the same page 是等一下我们要教大家一些可能更加口语化的表达。因为刚刚说的这几个呢，就是稍微有一点点正式，
对，
是吧？
比较 formal。
比较 formal, 对。那接下来我们就来看一些 informal, 比较轻松的这个表达。
Okay, my favorite. I love informal. All right, did you get all that?Or did you catch all that?
对对对、因为 get 和 catch 都是跟比如 understand 这个词相比的话就是简单很多、因为这种简单的词通常它也 informal 就比较 casual、
But again though, tone is really important、because、I don't know, if you say, you know, if you say, did you get all that? Like,
那种很不耐烦的呢语气
yeah,
这里我倒想可以说说 did 这个动词时态啊、因为我们都知道它就是 do 的 past tense、过去式，但其实英语里面的这个过去式除了用来表达用来形容已经发生过的事情、它还有一个软化语气的作用。
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of soften it up a bit.
对，所以很多时候就是、could I trouble you? 我能不能麻烦你做一件事啊
？Yeah.
Did you get that?、你其实不是在讲已经发生的事儿、而是用动词过去式来、软化语气 and、make you sound、politer.、Right?
Yeah, yeah. Really, it kind of, because it's like, 是过去的 it's like past,like it's not as direct, so therefore it's kind of softer.
对，就是一个语气的作用啊。
Exactly.
好，那哎，前面你讲到 ，Are we on the same page?
Yeah. Are we on the same page? Do we agree here? Do you understand what I think I understand?
对对对，所以其实，你看刚刚 Spencer 很清楚的讲起来，解释 Are we on the same page 用到了 understand 这个词，但很多时候其实英语里面就是你不用把这个。最明显你的意思其实你就想问 Do you understand?、But because it's not the most polite,、所以就用其他的方法来替代。
Yeah, exactly. So are we on the same page? This is very, you know, 比较反正是口语化的 It's very colloquial and it'll make your English sound a bit more, you know, authentic.
那我觉得 are we on the same page 呢更多的可能你不是讲一个很简单很快的事情、而是就是需要你们两个 You have to agree on something、对吧这个事情是需要你们两个有 consensus、就是相同的意见的、
Yeah, I mean this When I hear this saying It makes me think of like 两个同事 Like two co-workers talking about 什么什么项目
对、
like、They need to you know, agree on what their responsibilities are Or something like that
对 they need to get on the same page.
Get on the same page.
好那我们接下来还有吗、
Okay, so how about we talk about、something, it's like a little more direct, so...、
你想教我们一些直白直接的
yeah,
Do you understand me 的那种
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But、be aware, guys, you must really pay attention to the tone of your voice and volume、when using these.、
所以接下来我们要说的一些是比较直白直接的说你懂不懂的、表达方式。但是呢说的时候用这些的时候要特别注意你的语气和音量、是吧、
That's right.Yeah, so, yeah, basic tone of voice and the volume of your voice.、So, first one, is that clear? I don't know.
你能不能 say it gently, please?
Is that clear?
对这个听起来就不错。
I don't know, though. It sounds kind of weird. I feel like is that clear is like...parents talking to their kids.
哎，我也或者老师问小朋友那种。
Yeah. I don't want you breaking into my liquor cabinet again. Is that clear?
不要偷喝爸爸的酒。Is that clear? Are we on the same page?
Yeah. Don't water down your dad's vodka. Is that clear?
对，不过你刚刚也说了，这些是很直接的啊。
Yeah, but is that clear? I mean, you know, this is something...It's kind of from above to below,、from top to bottom. So, like, I don't know, a boss could be having, like, a meeting with everybody and say, oh, this is what we need to do for next month. Are we on the same? Is that clear, guys?
You know? 对对对，就是这个更多的用在有级别、区分的那种关系里面、对吧、
yeah.
比如你刚刚说的老板跟同事开会、最后问大家一句Is that clear?
Yeah.
同事都清楚吗？这个听起来就没有问题。It's not rude.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still coming from like, the top to the bottom.
对对对，如果两个人比如是什么平级的，这个可能听起来就有点
harsh. Yeah, it sounds weird. Yeah. Like, if I said it to like my friend, you know, I was like, hey, is that clear? Like, it justLike, who are you to talk to me like that?
对对对，是的，是的。所以分清那个你们的 relationship 那关系也很重要啊。
Sure. Exactly.
How about, are we understanding each other?
Yeah, so this is kind of passive-aggressive.
Oh, passive-aggressive. 我觉得外国人很多形容自己的性格特别喜欢用到这个词儿，叫 passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
Aggressive 是那种比较有攻击性比较凶的
对
但这种人的凶呢他又是 passive 的、又是被动的、
so 被动的 I'm not a big fan of passive aggression I'd rather just have the all out aggression
对对对这些人他怎么说话里藏针对吧、就不直接说出来但他的语气啊或者 are we understanding each other 就好像他在 imply、就是那个暗示说
I don't know,
你不了解我了
this sounds like something an annoying girlfriend would say
是吧
are we understanding each other oh god I don't know I mean are we what are we what is this you know like that's kind of yeah
你这听起来像很烦的一个女朋友会问的啊好了 what about this next one you feel me
oh yeah I love this one actually you feel me like it's basically like Hey, man, this place really sucks. Yeah, you feel me? Like, yeah, God, I can't stand it here. You know, and I don't know. It's very, very colloquial. This is something that guys will say
bros,
to other... Yeah,
right?
bros, yeah. Yo, you feel me, bro? Yeah, I feel you, bro. Right there.
对，就哥们儿哈，你能理解我的痛吗？
Yeah,
you feel
sure,
me? 因为 feel 就是那个感觉的嘛。
Yeah, exactly. Wow, your girlfriend's really annoying. Yeah, you feel me, bro? so passive-aggressive.Yeah.
好了好了不要吐槽女朋友了好吗
好
你刚刚说那个像女朋友接下来的这个我是看电影学到特别是那种讲什么美国黑手党那种意大利
什么 capiche
对
capiche
capiche
I'm gonna give you an offer you can't refuse capiche
因为 capiche 这我们可以跟大家拼一下啊
OK so C-A-P-I-S-C-EHE. And honestly, if it wasn't here in front of me, I probably wouldn't know how to spell it.
对因为这个词大家不认识没关系因为它是个 Italian word,
yeah, exactly.
是个意大利语。
Yeah.
但因为美国有很多意大利裔的人、所以、就意大利语一些简单的其实在英语里面现在也会用到。
Yeah, that's right.
所以这个就 capiche?
Yeah, capiche. This is also something I feel like、a mother might say to her kids in like a cutesy way.
对就很可爱的说、听起来啊 capiche
yeah capiche
好了其实今天我们在推送里还跟大家练了更多的一些表达方式啊、包括你比较生气的时候你可以怎么跟人家说比如 am I making myself clear
yeah that's another thing that parents would totally say to their kids
对对对、那大家有兴趣的话都可以到推送里面看我们今天节目 let's wrap it up with some of our personal favorites
okay how about you know what I'm saying nah I mean
Oh, see, 这真的几个词要连在一起的都不是 you know what I'm saying 就直接是
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
I can do it.
Or like, I mean, from my hometown, I know a lot of guys that say, nah, I mean.
Know what?
No, so it's like, nah, I mean.
Nah, I mean.
Nah, I mean.
Nah, I mean.
But it's like, you know what I mean, but nah, I mean.
对这听起来就是应该是男士说的。
Yeah, or how about catch my drift?
Catch my 什么 drift?
Yeah, catch my drift. So if you're like, 你在暗示, like you're kind of like hinting at something,、so you catch my drift.
还要眼睛呢 wink wink.
Wink wink.、yeah.
好像不是什么好事儿 catch my drift.、
could be. I don't know, it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. 好那最后我说一个就是我觉得女生会用的比较多的就是 right, you know.
You know. Yeah. I mean, right, come on, right, you know.
对有的时候就女孩说 Do you understand? 我们就会 Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
对 好，那今天呢我们教了大家很多比 do you understand 更加婉转更加有礼貌的说法、嗯、然后呢有一些是比较生动的活泼有意思的、
嗯、
希望大家对，希望大家在不同的场景就根据情况啦来酌情使用啊、
嗯、
那也希望大家跟着我们开言英语除了听我们的免费节目然后呢跟着我们每天更新的全英语会员课程能够不断学习到像这样你每日在生活里面用得到的英语好那感谢大家的收听啊、别忘了到我们的微信公众号来详细学习一下今天的这个推送然后呢也可以免费试用一下我们的会员课程之后大家喜欢的话呢在微信公众号升级也可以享受到一年629最优惠的价格然后 Spencer 啊 Adam 啊 Connor Lisa、mm-hmm. 我们就会每天带你学英语啦
That's right all your favorite people in one placeCatch
my drift.
You know what I mean?
We'll see you next time. 再见。
下次再见。I'm calling all my friends after midnight, yeah. To remind them that I'll always be there.